This is a special report from ABC News, the courts and Trump. I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. Supreme Court right now listening to arguments over how much immunity a president of the United States should enjoy from criminal prosecution. Donald Trump's lawyer, John Sauer, arguing that immunity should be absolute. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson asking,
let me put this worry on the table. If the potential for criminal liability is taken off the table, wouldn't there be a significant risk that future presidents would be emboldened to commit crimes with abandon while they're in office?
Michael Dreeben, counselor to the special counsel at the Justice Department, says that is not and never has been established by the court, nor is it in the Constitution.
This court has never recognized absolute criminal immunity for any public official.
Special counsel Jack Smith asking the court to decide the immunity issue as he proceeds with federal cases against Donald Trump. This is ABC News. The first ship has left Baltimore after over a month of being trapped in the city's harbor. Army Secretary Christine Warmoth praising the progress.
Reopening this channel is about, you know, getting $100 billion worth of economic activity for the country turned back on again.
This new deeper channel will allow some of the larger cargo ships to finally leave the port. Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry officially resigning from his role this morning, giving the green light to the Transitional Council to begin their work choosing new leadership for the country. Secretary of State Antony Blinken continues his visit to China today, holding a full day of meetings in Shanghai to emphasize the importance of a continued U.S.-China relationship.
We have an obligation for our people and indeed an obligation for the world to manage the relationship between our two countries responsibly.
Blinken will hold another round of meetings in Beijing on Friday. Tonight in Detroit, first round of the NFL draft. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
For today, a high of 62, 39 tonight, Friday 60, rain likely by late morning, scattered thunderstorms. Friday afternoon and Friday night, Saturday 75, spotty showers and thunderstorms possible, and Sunday, occasional showers and a high of 66. Currently in the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, we're up to 53 degrees.
100.9 WRC.
I know that I'm complicated. I don't have a lot to say. The daylight. Maybe I'm uncomfortable, a little unpredictable sometimes. For whatever it's worth, I know that it hurts. You are the ocean and I am the earth. Hiding my head.
Jeremy Renner on WRCO and a song called Wait. We're at 53 degrees at WRCO Radio. It's hard to wait sometimes. You want to get excited and get out there and maybe see some softball or baseball or track and field. There's golf action going on tonight. Talking to some of the area golf coaches, and they said the biggest detriment has been weather, wind, obviously, and that's been kind of the case for other sports as well. But hard to hit that golf ball unless you're hitting it in the right direction with the wind at your back and you're teeing off with your driver or something, then maybe that's a good thing. But otherwise, it's been a little tough to deal with, that's for sure. A little bit less of that today here in Southwest Wisconsin. We'll see who's celebrating the special birthdays today coming up on the celebrity side. This is Lainey Wilson.
In the middle of the night, about the moon, no matter what sky I'm laying under. In the eye of a hurricane, when I got one foot in the grave, I'll dig my boots into the dirt and face the rolling thunder. I'm five generations ablaze.
To have auctioneer with his gavel in hand, and he says, it's got to go. Work this piece all my life, broke my heart and it took my wife. Now I've got nothing to show. I need a job for these two hands. I'm a working man with nowhere to go. Wonder
Here's a look at the celebs with birthdays today. Actor Al Pacino leads the list at 84 years. Also, bassist Stu Cook of Creedence Clearwater Revival is 79. That's kind of ironic, as the drummer Doug Clifford had a birthday yesterday for CCR, and I believe he was the same age, so they were born a day apart. Also, singer Bjorn Ulvaeus of ABBA fame is 79. Country music singer and songwriter Rob Crosby is 70. Actor Hank Azaria of The Simpsons fame is 60 years today. Guitarist Rory Feek of Joey and Rory is 59. Early show host Jay Clayson is 67 as well. Actor Jason Lee, famous for the movie Almost Famous and My Name is Earl, 54. Singer Jacob Underwood turns 44 today. And also actor Jaden Ray is 15.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again, free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde, his businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Looking for a flexible job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for various positions, including front desk associates, janitorial maintenance, and more. They have openings for first, second, and third shifts, with both part-time and full-time positions available. Most positions run through October, while others extend through December, with some being summer-only roles. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and be part of a fantastic resort experience.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Mary Nee, and I'm a supporter of the Partners for Prevention Coalition. Did you know that most people who misuse prescription drugs got them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? Also, did you know that 9 in 10 adults who struggle with a substance use disorder right now started using a substance in their teens? That is why, now, more than ever, it is important to keep your home safe.
This is Officer Jared Wilson from the Richland Center Police Department. Community Drug Take-Back Day is Saturday at the Richland Center Police Department from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is the perfect time to get rid of old and unused medications and vape cartridges. If you cannot make the drug take-back day, you can safely dispose of those medications at one of the permanent medication drop box locations located at the Viola Village Hall, Richland Center Municipal Building, Richland County Sheriff's Department, and Center Pharmacy.
If you do not have access to one of these locations, don't worry. Just put wet coffee grounds or wet kitty litter in a plastic bag, mix in the medication, seal it up, and throw it into your household trash. It's that simple. This is one crisis we have the power to control. This message is brought to you by Youth for Change and the Partners for Prevention Coalition.
WRCO 100.9.
Took a drive, I took the bottle straight to the sink and poured it out. When I get to drinking, say things I don't mean, and I know that's the reason you're leaving now. I wish you'd turn that car around. When you said you were sad, I didn't listen. You're barely even gone and I'm already missing. You know that'll change, don't throw it away. Baby, if you come back, I'll be better. Working on me every minute since you've been gone. I've been down here, and if you give me a chance, I'll be the man that you need. Baby, if you come back, I'll be better.
Talk to my mama, talk to my friends, told everybody about you leaving. They're all saying they see a difference. Girl, you can call them if you don't believe it. Or baby, you
come back, I'll be better. Working on me every minute since you've been gone. I've been down here, and if you give me a chance, I'll be the man that you need. And baby, if you come back, I'll be better. Baby, if you come back, I'll be better. You can't be that far from town. I wish you'd turn that car around. When you said you were sad, I didn't listen. You're barely even gone and I'm already missing you. When you said you were sad, I didn't listen. You're barely even gone and I'm already missing you. Change, don't throw it away. Baby, if you come back, I'll be better. Working on me every minute since you've been gone. I've been down here, and if you give me a chance, I'll be the man that you need. Baby, if you come back, I'll be better.
Caleb Sanders on FM 100.9 WRCO. We're up to 54. News, weather, and sports, and that community calendar update coming up here in just a bit. Here's Chris Young and Kane Brown.
My buddy Brandon holds a record for single season touchdown throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends. He's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city.
If I ask you.
ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight?
I'm at the railroad station in St. Paul. How are all the folks? I'd love to see them. But girl, I'd love to see you most of all. Well, I've been staring at the rain, and I've been since the train left Montreal. Thought I'd always love this life I'm living, but now I know I love you most of all.
Thomas on Country and Community, WRCO. 54 degrees. News Time is sponsored by Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American family insurance agents. Insurance designed with you in mind.
This is a special report from ABC News, the courts and Trump. I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. Supreme Court right now listening to arguments over how much immunity a president of the United States should enjoy from criminal prosecution. Donald Trump's lawyer, John Sauer, arguing that immunity should be absolute. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson asking,
let me put this worry on the table. If the potential for criminal liability is taken off the table, wouldn't there be a significant risk that future presidents would be emboldened to commit crimes with abandon while they're in office?
Michael Dreeben, counselor to the special counsel at the Justice Department, says that is not and never has been established by the court, nor is it in the Constitution.
This court has never recognized absolute criminal immunity for any public official.
Special counsel Jack Smith asking the court to decide the immunity issue as he proceeds with federal cases against Donald Trump. This is ABC News.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. There's lots of high school sporting activities today. Track meets at Royal and at Cuba City. Also, golf meet today at the Dodge Point Country Club involving Southwest Wisconsin Conference teams. Ithaca baseball and softball hosting Lafarge in a doubleheader. Also, the Richland Center baseball team is at Dodgeville. The Hornets softball team is home against Westby. And the Hornets soccer team is at Wisconsin Heights. River Valley is taking on Galena in area soccer this afternoon. And the River Valley baseball team is playing Prairie du Chien. We'll be on hand at Riverdale this afternoon as the Chieftains host Southwestern in area softball. Here's Coach B.J. Hinkle.
I think any team in this conference could, you know, really could beat just about any team if you just you know, can do away with the errors. I think the teams that have lost some of the games, even some of the bigger scoring spreads that you see, a lot of it just comes down to the team that makes the least amount of errors and helps the pitchers, you know, stay in the game.
Southwestern and Riverdale softball can be heard this afternoon on WRCO Radio, FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Speaking of this afternoon, the Brewers wrap up the four-game set with Pittsburgh. Ace Freddie Peralta goes for manager Pat Murphy. Hear the action on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. The Brewers will be looking to even the series after grabbing a win last night by a final of 3-2. Right now, Pittsburgh leads the series 2-1. The Brewers will return home to take on the Yankees this weekend. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Bosqueville, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
The new forecast for the afternoon, sunshine to partly cloudy and nice, a high of 62. Southeast winds 6 to 12 miles per hour. Increasingly cloudy, turning a bit breezy tonight and 39. Blustery winds Friday, 15 to 25. Rain likely by late morning. Scattered thunderstorms as well. Northeast winds are at 5. It's 55 degrees in Richland Center. Community calendar for the day. Viroqua Citywide Rummage Sale is going on now through Saturday. Check out the Viroqua Area Rummage Sale Facebook page. A garage sale to benefit Grace will be held by Team Cure Satyrs today and tomorrow from 7 until 6 at 516 South Park Street at the corner of Park and Burton in Richland Center. A Red Cross blood drive is going on today at St. Anthony and Philip Parish Center in Highland from noon until 5 and from 1230 until 530 at Holiday Wholesale in Wisconsin Dells. To book a time, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows. AD German Warehouse Tour Guide Training is happening tonight at 6. Those interested should meet at the 1912 building. A look ahead toward tomorrow, the Richland Center City Clerk's Office will be closed. Lone Rock Village Rummage Sale and Library Book Sale will be held Friday and Saturday. Also, Friends of Blue River will host a jigsaw puzzle competition Friday night. Doors open at 6. Competition starts at 7. Teams consisting of 4 people. If you don't have any other puzzlers, every attempt to form teams of 4 during the registration period will be made. Teams of less than 4 people will be allowed. There is no age limit. Each team receives the same puzzle. During the event, there will be a leave a puzzle, take a puzzle table. Bring your own beverage and snacks. For more information, send a message to Friends of Blue River Facebook page or call 608-537-2683. Scenic Bluffs Community Health Centers will be holding the 14th annual Dandelion Dash Saturday at Scenic Bluffs Cashton. The dash will begin at 9 and same-day registration starts at 8. Pre-registration is available at scenicbluffs.ticketleap.com. River Valley Area Community Gardens will host a new nature experience. River Valley Nature Journaling, facilitated by Kay Baylink. And nature journaling is a way to connect with nature and develop curiosity and knowledge. Kay will meet with participants at the River Valley Area Community Gardens Saturday mornings from 9 to 10:30 weekly, starting this Saturday. No experience is necessary. All ages, families, and individuals are welcome to be a part of it. For more information, check out rvacg.org. Gunderson Boscobel Hospital and Clinics will host a teddy bear clinic. That's coming up on Saturday, and a bike rodeo as well from 9 until 11:30. Doors open for the Teddy Bear Clinic at 9 on the lower level of Gunderson Boscobel Hospital. Enter through the Bluff Street entrance. Children are welcome to bring their own stuffed animal, or one will be provided with that while supplies last. The Teddy Bear Clinic and bike rodeo are free to attend, and all are welcome. Jeremiah's Crossing Therapy Horse Ranch is having its 6th annual fundraising quilt show. The show will be held Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 3 both days, at the Nakusa High School Fieldhouse. Admission is free will. Quilts may be entered in the show for $5. For more information, contact Kathleen at 715-459-2551 or check out the website jeremiahscrossing.org. Students from six local schools, Boscobel, Dodgeville, Richland Center, River Valley, Riverdale, and Weston, will have their artwork displayed as a part of the Association of Wisconsin Artists Wisconsin Regional Art Program for Teens. Coming up Saturday, the exhibits will be displayed at the Wyoming Valley Cultural Arts Center starting at 9:30. The annual meeting of the Fancy Creek Cemetery Association will be held Saturday at 10 at the Jim Patch Home on Rainbow Drive in Richland Center. Interested parties are welcome to attend. Driftless Board Games will have a strategy board game outing again on Saturday from 10 until 1 at the Brewer Public Library. You can bring your own to share with a group. Anyone who wants to play board games is invited to come, and feel free to invite your friends. Drug Take Back Day will be Saturday from 10 until 2 at the Richland Center Police Department. Along with the Partners for Prevention of Richland County, they're hosting the day and collection site. Stop by the Richland Center Police Department collection site and drop your unused or expired medications into the designated bin. No questions will be asked. For more information, contact the Richland Center Police Department. Visit the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County website for resources to prevent medication misuse. A Gaza Music Fundraiser will be held Saturday from 6:30 until 9:30 at the Landmark Center in Viroqua. The event will feature Middle Eastern food and hand-embroidered bags, pillows, coin pouches, and other items. The music featuring jazz and traditional and modern Middle Eastern music. A suggested donation at the door, $5 to $15. Donations will go directly to the Middle East Children's Alliance. And the Highland Historical Society will host bingo coming up Sunday afternoon at 1 at the old Highland High School. That's a look at what's going on here. Lots going on in the next few days in our awesome community. Here's Mickey Guyton and Kane Brown on FM 100.9.
Ain't it kind of funny how all I used to talk about was how I never needed love, never needed anyone. Damn, was I wrong? Look what you did. Now I can't sleep without you in my bed. 'Cause I never met anybody like this. I know it's crazy, I count every kiss. There's just something about you I can't live without. If you'd ask me, I'd tell you right now. Take all my Friday and Saturday nights. Take all the things that you know that I like. If I ain't got
pretty good, I never saw it coming, never thought I would need your kind of loving, but look what you did. I'm thankful we met, I was never the same after that.
Take all my Friday and Saturday nights, take all the things that you know that I like. If I ain't got you, baby, nothing will do, baby, 'cause nothing comes.
If I ain't got what my life would be if I ever was a cowboy far from the city. I'd be riding on a horse in a Chevy. I'd be working for a good life, be married to a good wife, and my kids would grow looking up to me. I'd be stronger, 10 feet taller, knowing God was looking down on me. If I ever was a cowboy, man, I'd be living my dream. If I ever was a cowboy far from the city, I'd be riding on a horse in a Chevy. I'd be working for a good life, be married to a good wife, and my kids would grow looking up to me. And I'd be stronger, 10 feet taller, knowing God was looking down on me. If I ever was a cowboy, man, I'd be living my dream.
Robbie Johnson on WRCO on this beautiful Thursday. I'll be out getting in trouble later today. I'll be in Muscadet, so residents of Muscadet, take cover. I will be down there for a softball game today. That's our featured game. Southwestern at Riverdale coming up, sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports, our pregame show, and then we'll take air. We'll be presenting the game around 5 o'clock today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival is Friday, May 17th, and Saturday, May 18th. Mark Cupp, Executive Director of the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board, will be making an announcement regarding several events taking place at his office over festival weekend. Thank you, Cardinal Glass Industries and Scott Industries, for being proud sponsors of the festival.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
100.9 WRCO.
Right back to me this minute. Yes, indeed. We're heading toward our news at noontime here on WRCO. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great rest of your day, and we'll be back your way with softball and also bright and early tomorrow morning as we set the stage for the weekend here on the radio as well. Getting closer to the afternoon, this is Keith Urban.
Saw the man in black, spotlight in the air. Heard a thousand screams, I saw my daddy stare. Feel like I've been running since the day that I was born. Eagle on my back, phoenix on my arm. This goes out to the drifters and all of the dreamers ready to fly. All those born to be rock stars and lifting their guitars and painting the sky. Can you hear me? All you lost ones who aren't really lost ones, keep shouting your light. This goes out to the wild cards and all of the wild hearts just like mine.
you'll never amount to anything. You're just wasting your time chasing the tail of a dragon kind of dream. But I'm here to tell you anything can happen in this life if you got the heart and the passion and a godlit fire inside. This goes out to the drifters and all of the dreamers who are ready to fly. Stars are lifting their guitars and painting the sky. Can you hear me? All of you lost ones who aren't really lost ones, keep shouting your light. This goes out to the wild cards and all of the wild hearts just like mine. Out to the drifters and all of the dreamers who are ready to fly. All you born to be rock stars are lifting your guitars and breaking the sky. Oh! This goes out to the drifters and all of the dreamers who are ready to fly. All those born to be rock stars keep lifting your guitars and painting the sky. Out to the wild cards, who's got a wild heart just like mine?
I hear people say we don't need this war, but I say there's some things worth fighting for. What about our freedom and this piece of ground? We didn't get to keep them by backing down. They say we don't realize the mess we're getting in. Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Have you forgotten when those towers fell, we had neighbors still inside? Forgotten. It took all the footage off my TV. Said it's too disturbing for you and me. It'll just breed anger, that's what the experts say. If it was up to me, I'd show it every day. Some say this country's just out looking for a fight. Well, after 9/11, man, I'd have to say that's right. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Have you forgotten when those towers fell? Still inside, going through living hell. And we vowed to get the ones behind Bin Laden. Have you forgotten? I've been there with the soldiers who've gone away to war. Forgotten all the people.
forgotten.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's news at noon is sponsored by